8. Mind mapping for planning. A visual map is in fact a planning tool. It's ideal because it can really spark our imagination and promote motivation. You might be able to look at things in a different light and start seeing changes and challenges differently. In this chapter, we're going to talk about mind mapping to set goals, to embrace change, to manage your own time, to be organized, as well as to create a budget. How to set goals? Using mind maps to goal set is one of the simplest forms of mind maps because it is focused around what we want or need, or what a business wants or needs, but we'll refer to business later in Chapter 14. Start out by writing your central idea in the center of your paper. You can write something such as Goals for 2020 or My Fitness Goals to help you get started. You should then use branches to identify your goals. Remember that goals and objectives should be SMART. We discussed this in Chapter 5. Your goals will act as your subtopic area. Following this, you should have twigs coming from your subtopic area that identify your objectives. Your objectives are the steps that you will take to achieve those goals. Give yourself time beforehand to think about what you must do in order to achieve your goal. But when you are creating your map, allow yourself to think freely. No judgment. Just because you note down some goal or objective ideas doesn't mean that you must use this in the future. Often, a wild idea or thought will spark some other ideas and thoughts for future innovation. How to set a goal? Goals. Personal. Work. Enjoy everything. Maintain a balance for everything I do. Embrace the unknown. Seek to understand what's going beneath the surface. Find a balance between self and others. Be in the present moment. What if I don't have any goals? We all have dreams, and if you have a dream, you have a goal. Even if you can't think of it right now. You do have to take ownership when it comes to personal and business goals, as only you can decide what they are. If you don't have any goals, but you know that change or development is needed, you can work back over. Ask yourself some thought-provoking questions. What do I want? What is my ideal? Where do I see myself in the future? How can I improve? Why do I want? How to embrace change? We have mentioned many times that visual maps are creative tools that encourage us to think freely. But mind maps are so much more. They can help us to problem solve. And as they are also visual, it's safe to say that they are a great motivational tool. It's inevitable that things change in our lives. Sometimes we choose the change, whereas other times we can feel as if change is pushed upon us. Businesses and workplaces often need to change in line with their client needs, and often the law can influence change too. Businesses are then required to change, so their staff must change, and this can sometimes have a negative impact. Change doesn't have to be negative. Change is only necessary because we have to do something different. The more we change, the more we improve our skills and develop ourselves as a person. If we feel pushed into changes, then it can be our nature to rebel against it, because change can be scary. It means that something we are used to doing and currently do well is taken away from us. This can cause doubts. What if we fail? The point I'm making here is that change is usually a good thing. We never change to make things worse or harder for ourselves. We change to make things better. Sometimes this doesn't happen right away, as we can suffer teething problems. We might have to tweak the new product, service, or working method until it meets our needs. This is okay. Let's move back to the topic of mind maps. Look at the following case study to see how they can help us to embrace change. Case study. Ben works for a large IT company as a sales consultant. The company is introducing a new IT program as part of a package deal. In order to sell the product, Ben needs to attend training with the software designer. Ben has a busy caseload of customers that he currently works with and is struggling to find time to do the training. He is concerned that as the new product is more expensive, his current customers will be closed to any kind of negotiations. What is the problem here? Ben talks to his manager about this, and his manager suggests that he takes time to do the training and learn about the new product before he makes his judgment. He tells Ben that the new product is important for business survival and growth, as many clients have indicated that the systems are outdated. There are many benefits, and that he should take the next few days away from the office so that he can complete the training. He encourages Ben to make an action plan and set goals for himself. Ben is to present how he is going to approach this change in a positive way to his manager the next morning. Ben decides to produce a mind map to demonstrate this. Ben presents his mind map to his manager. Now he has a plan of action, he feels ready to face the training. Yourself. Business. Balance. Goal setting. Theme. Brainstorm. Prioritize. Smart. Actions. Steps. Tasks. Time frame. To do. Reviewing. Update. Adapt. How has creating a mind map helped Ben to embrace the changes? He approaches the training with an open mind and finds that there are many benefits to the new product, and although some of his clients would opt to stick with the current package, there are many unique selling points of the new product that would benefit many of his current clients. He now feels differently about the product and prepares a sales pitch. Why was Ben so reluctant to embrace change in the beginning? In summary, Ben was a great IT consultant, but he was set in his ways. The problem is that Ben didn't see the bigger picture. The change was needed both for the company and its customers, too. He already had a large caseload, and he probably felt under pressure to learn about the new product. Luckily for Ben, he had a good manager who alleviated the pressure by giving him time away from his daily workload so that he could meet the requirements of his job role. Ben used the mind map to make an action plan and alter his mindset in relation to the change. In truth, if you have a change or a problem that seems scary, sometimes putting this down on paper in a visual way can make you realize that the only thing standing in our way is ourself. If we view our problems in a positive way and we can make sense of it on paper, then it's likely that we find a realistic solution. Visual maps can help us to embrace change and solve problems constructively, and in turn, this can make us work in a more effective, efficient, and logical way. How to improve time management and organization? Do you wish you could manage your own time or be better organized? Mind maps could be the answer. As we discussed earlier in this chapter, it's simple to create a to-do list in the form of a mind map, as all you need is a central idea, and then your tasks or activities that you need to complete can stem from that. You can use colors to help identify the different subtopic areas, and when you've finished, you'll be able to see everything you have to do. At this point, you need to start assessing urgency, importance, and timescales, so approach every subtopic or task and ask yourself the following questions. 1. What is the time scale for this task or activity? 2. Is the task urgent? 3. Is the task important? 4. How much time do I need to set aside for this task? Once you know what you need to do, how long it will take, and when you need to complete it, you will be able to start planning and organizing your time. Creating a to-do list in this way will help you assess everything you need to do, and it will help you build clarity. You can confidently start working in a productive way because you will have time-based goals stemming from your mind map. Top tip: if you have too many urgent or important tasks, count how many tasks you have in your diagram and number them in order, one being the highest priority, both urgent and important. You can then follow the number sequence and complete all tasks in the correct order. How to manage finances with budgets. Mind mapping concepts can also be used when we create budgets. Budgets can be integral to managing a business or even our personal life. In this section, we will look at examples of both. If we are planning a budget, it's important that we know what income and expenditure we have. We also need to project other areas, and we might even cap certain spends. For example, if a family needed to save money and found they were paying too much out on food, then they might cap the weekly amount they spend on food shopping. Sometimes it becomes apparent that a person or business is trying to spend more money than they get in, so planning well allows us to look at the shortfalls, assessing how much short we are. Can we realistically make this money? If not, what cuts can we make in other areas? If we have a plan of action as well as a backup plan, then we are less likely to overspend. We budget better and are more cautious with our spends when we are aware of the financial situation. Budgeting in a business is built on the same principles. The only difference is that more than one person may work on this. Often in business, collaboration is needed between colleagues or other departments, depending on the business size and structure. In business, you need to consider staff wages, any other costs like advertising, and it can be a much more complex process because there will be more financial priorities and commitments. Check out the mind map below. Budget. Set goals. Control resources. Evaluate managers. Performance visibility. Communicate plans. Accountability. What differences can you see between a personal budgeting mind map and a business budgeting mind map? In truth, not a lot. They are just explained in a different way. Also, only you are accountable when it comes to your personal budget. But in business, different people may be accountable in different sections or departments of the business. Business budgets are designed to help us set goals, meet business objectives, prevent our overspends, improve performance, and to help us control our resources. Basically, our priorities are different in business, and many things focus around business growth, survival, and development. Budgets are just one of the ways we can use a visual map in business. Chapter 14 is wholly about business. In the next chapter, we will look at ways that mind mapping can be used to help us make informed decisions.